Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into the pit. So the pasuk tells us that he was thrown into a pit. Va'abor reik ein bo mayim. The pit was empty. There was no water. The Gemara in Shabbos says very famously, Mimashma shenemar v'habor reik eini yodeya she'ein bo mayim. From the fact that it says that the pit was empty, don't I know that there was no water? So the Gemara says, no, when the pasuk says it was empty, ein boi mayim, it just means it was empty of water. Mayim ein boi, water it didn't have. Avol nechashim va'akrabim yesh boi, it did have snakes and scorpions. It was a tough place to be in that pit that Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into. What's fascinating, as we head into the Shabbos, that brings in, that ushers in Chanukah Be'ezer Hashem on Wednesday night, is that this drasha, which is said by, and Davchav Beis Omer Aleph on the top, is said by Omar Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi, Mishmeder of Tanchum. It's preceded by another Omar Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi, Mishmeder of Tanchum. And by some unbelievable stroke of Hashgacha, these two Chazalin, the first one of Rav Kahana b'shem Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi in the name of Rav Tanchum, and the second one from Rav Kahana that Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi in the name of Rav Tanchum, the first one has to do with Chanukah, the second one has to do with Parshas Vayeshev. The first one is Ner Shel Chanukah, Sheheinicha L'mayla Mechaf Ama Psula. If you place the Ner Chanukah higher than 20 Amos, it's Pasul. That's the first halacha, Rav Kahana, Dorash Rav Nosson Bar Minyumi, Mishmeder Rav Tanchum. And the second one is, V'habor reik ein boi mayim. Mimashu shenem v'habor reik, eni yadesh ein boi mayim. Mayim ein boi nechashiv v'akrabim yesh boi. What is the connection? What is the mysterious kesher between the fact that a Ner Chanukah belongs not l'mayla me'esrim, and the fact that there were snakes and scorpions in the bar that Adam Arishan, that Yosef HaTzadik, excuse me, was thrown into? I think the pshat is as follows. I think the pshat is that when Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into the bar, it's not just that it so happens to be Maisa Shehoya Kachoya that Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into a bar. A bar, a pit, is a thing, is a pit, but it's also conceptually a pit. A pit is where you are when things are difficult, when you've fallen, when there's a struggle, when it's dark, when it's frightening, you're in a pit. When a person's on top of a mountain, he feels a certain sense of his gabrus and aliyah and shlita. When a person's in a pit, he feels lonely and weak and abandoned. So it was more as much as it was practically, Yosef was thrown into a pit, but there was a message here. The Sfasemes says this, that he was be'etzem at a point in his life that he had sunk into a pit. It was a time of great challenge, a time of great mechshalim, a time of great nisyonos that he was heading into. Nechashim va'akrabim, snakes and scorpions. The nachash is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. It was dangerous times ahead, and we know he went down to Mitzrayim. He was in a jail. In a jail in Mitzrayim can be tremendous, tremendous threat to one's emunah and bitachon. And then he wound up in the house of Potiphar, and he had the nisayon of Eishes Potiphar. Being in the home of a prutza like Eishes Potiphar could be a world of nisayon. And Yosef HaTzadik was dealing the entire time he was in the pit. In fact, right before he became the king of Mitzrayim, which was L'chaira no longer in the pit, when he became the Melech and was able to facilitate moving Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim and guaranteeing the further survival of Klal Yisrael, it says the Paray commanded Vayiritzuhu min abar. They took him, the Paray said, take him out of the bar. Says the Sfasemes, I know it's two different pits. I know that the brothers threw him into a pit in Eretz Yisrael, and he, when he was in jail, we call that the pit. And when Parak said, take him out of the bar, it's talking about a different pit. But it's the same conceptual pit. That he started off, there was a tkufa of his life that he was thrown into a pit, and that tkufa lasted a while, of dealing with the difficulties, the trials, the discomfort, the fear, the loneliness, the uncertainty of being in a pit. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser, that Nisayan was over, vayiritzuhu min abar, and they took him out of the pit. And this is true in our lives, that there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us into matzavim. Sometimes it could be for a few hours, sometimes it could be for a few years, that we could find ourselves in various bayrois, in various pits, where we have work to do there. It's not an einish to be there. It's an opportunity to be there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is geyser, that we should be thrown into a pit because we have work to do there. We have nechashim and akrabim to battle. We have mechshalim to struggle with. We have midos ra'os to fix. We have challenges to overcome. The Ner Chanukah l'chatchila is supposed to be within 10 tefachim. Right, the Gemara right before, on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, says that Ner Chanukah, there's a mitzvah, b'zman hazeh, we're not noyig that way for various halachic reasons, we're not noyig that way, it's mutter to do that, but we're not makbid on it. Like, well, upstairs, when we light upstairs, it's higher than 10 tefachim. But there's an inyan, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lehanicha b'soicha sara. It's a mitzvah for it to be within 10 tefachim. Within 10 tefachim is really the mukim of people. Within 10 tefachim. It's like close to the ground. Close to the floor. How does the Gemara know this? How does the Gemara know that there's a lechatchila, that there's an inyan, that the menorah should be close to the ground? The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Bava Kama. The Mishnah says that if a camel is carrying flax and it's walking down the street and a person left his, I'm shortening the Mishnah just to be able to get to the point, and someone left a candle outside. So this camel carrying hay, carrying flax, imagine that, okay? It's the most flammable stuff. And it's traveling down a street, and you decided to leave a candle outside. So who's responsible for that fire? The person that left the candle outside. If the candle was left inside, and the camel was so weighed down with flax that it squeezed into a doorway and went inside and lit, then the camel's responsible. But if you left the candle outside, then you're responsible. The Mishnah says there's one exception. The Ner Chanukah Potter. If you left your Ner Chanukah outside, since, I'm just saying from a halachic perspective, since it's permissible to light your Ner Chanukah outside, so the Baal HaGamal has to be careful, because it's appropriate that your Ner Chanukah is outside. Says the Gemara, it must be that there's an inyan that the Ner Chanukah should be lower down, because or else I would say it's very nice that you put the Ner Chanukah outside. Do it high above the street so that it doesn't, no camels will light up the street. So from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't insist that you, if you're going to light a Ner Chanukah, that you do it higher than the camel, it must be there's an inyan for the Ner Chanukah to be low down. And that's how the Gemara knows there's an inyan for a Ner Chanukah to be low down, because a camel carrying flax may come and the Ner Chanukah will burn it up. You know what's unbelievably shocking? That my Rosh Hashiva said by Yishal HaShudas once, and my close chavre who's here, Yonah Kaplowitz, remembers me saying this over excitedly many years ago, even though I haven't said it in years, is that in the Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, Rashi talks about a camel with flax. Rashi, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, he talks about a camel with flax. In the first pasuk, in parentheses, towards the end of the Rashi. Rashi says, Davar Acher. You want to know Vayeshev Yaakov? You want to know what Parshas Vayeshev is? He says it's a mashal to a flax person, a pishtani. that his camels come in loaded with flax. Could you believe this? Could you believe this? Hanukkah, flax, camel. Rashi, the beginning of Vayeshev, flax, camel. Okay? And the pechami, the blacksmith, the one who makes this, you know, that goes like that, you know, that makes the sparks, and the pechami says, where am I going to put all this flax? What am I going to do with all this flax? What are you doing to me? Says one pikeach, one smart person says to the pechami, one spark from your kalim, and all the flax is gone. Don't worry so much about the flax. Says the Rashi, at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, it mentions all of the alufim of Esav. Every aluf of Esav is a tzara for Klal Yisrael, another form of persecution and challenge. And you might finish Parshas Vayishlach and you might say, well, so many powers of Esav, how are we to survive? Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei Yoviv, Eila toldos Yaakov Yosef. Because the Pasuk says in Ovadia, V'hoya beis Yaakov eish, u'beis Yosef lehova, the Esav hakash. That Yaakov and Yosef are the fire and the flame, and Esav is the flax, is the hay. Says Rashi, this exact mashal about the spark of Yaakov and Yosef that could get rid of all of the flax of Esav. So you see that the mashal is a mashal of all this flax, is all of the challenges that we face. And the Ner Chanukah is that which sheds light in the darkness, because that's what the Nes Chanukah was. When the Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk says, V'ha'aretz ha'isosayhu v'avayu v'chayshech al p'nei sahayim, excuse me, sayhu, vayu, chayshech, and tahayim, four expressions. The Medrash says that it refers to the four kingdoms, the four malchios that oppressed Klal Yisrael. Chayshech, the Medrash says, zu Yavon. Chayshech is Yavon. Shehechshichu einayim shel Yisrael. They darkened the eyes of Klal Yisrael. And the Nes of Chanukah did not come at a time that we were on top of a mountain. The Nes of Chanukah came at a time that we were in a bar, that we were fighting the Chashim and Akravim, that we were dealing with the threat of Yavon, that we were confused. You know that? Many, many, many Yidden were confused, that we were challenged, that we were oppressed, that we didn't know what the future would bring. And a few dedicated Balei Bitachon and Emunah fought that Nechashim and Akravim. And they were zeicha to the licht, to the light of the Ner Chanukah. That Ner Chanukah is hard-fought light in the darkness. And that's what the Gemara says, because of the Pishton and the Ner Chanukah belongs down below, where we are, in the darkness, right here, down on the ground, not somewhere in the heavens for the high people. No, it's down here for us who are struggling with our Nechashim and Akravim. And that's what I believe are the two drushes next to each other. Drusha number one, the Ner Chanukah shouldn't be so high. It's inappropriate for the Ner Chanukah, which shines its light in our world, in our darkness, on our earth, in this dark place. It's inappropriate to place it all the way close to the Shamayim, Lamaila from the world of people. And the next drusha, Yosef HaTzadik was thrown into a bar. Mayim Ein Boi. Nechashim va'akrabim yeshba, because that's part of the process of the life of a Yid. That sometimes our journey is through the darkness. And the lichtikait, the light that we have, is a light that we earn from the fact that we fought the good fight in the darkness. The light of the Ner Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai, is a very, very, very powerful light. Svarim say that the special ruchniyistika light of Nes that shone those extra days that the menorah wasn't supposed to be lit, and there was a special quality to that miracle light, the Svarim say it shines in every menorah that we light on Chanukah. And it's I have diukim that could prove it. Okay? But it's an unbelievable chesed that we were given. The Sfarim tell us, I've heard from big people, that if you look at the neiros of the menorah when you light, and when you're standing there after you light, you focus your eyes on the neiros of the menorah, it could literally affect you in a positive way. We live in a world where we struggle so much from the things that we look at that are bad for us. On Hanukkah, we have 8 days to look, to stare, to gaze at something that's good for us. It's healthy. It's nourishing for the neshama. It's meduyak, right? Because in Haneiro Salalu we say Ein lanu rishus leishtamesh b'hem. We can't use this light. It's too holy. Ella le'roisam belvad. We could only look at them. Why are you telling me that? I can't use them. I get it. You could only look at them. It would seem that there's an Indian to look at them. We have no rishus to use the light. But we do have rishus, and we're advised, lir oisam, to look at the neiros, that our eyes should feast on the light that shines out from the darkness, and it will teach our neshama that any darkness that we encounter in our life, every challenge, every nisayan, every disappointment, every loneliness, every fear that we have, that we could look forward, that will, yes, there may be nechashim and akrabim in our bar. It may be dark down here, down below, on this earth, but the ultimate expectation that we could have through our tefillah and our trying heart is vayiritzuhu min habor, that they lift him out of the bar. And similarly, that the light of the menorah shines, and a little spark from the menorah could burn up all of the pishtan of the Mishnah in Bava Kama. If it's a ner Chanukah, you putter. It's a ner Chanukah, you got rid of the pishtan and you putter. Because the Ner Chanukah, the powerful Ner Chanukah, represents the Hatzalah that we have from the darkness. And that's the unbelievable days that we have ahead of us. Days where we could dive into our Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only that we should have our own personal Yeshuas from our own personal Nisyonos and our own personal struggles, but that Klal Yisrael as a whole, could you imagine if we focus our attention as we go into this Shabbos, this Parshas Vayeshev, this Parsha of Habor Reik, Ein Bo Mayim, this Parsha of the Pishtan and the blacksmith, the Pechami, that we can, and then heading into Chanukah, starting on Wednesday night, heading into Chanukah and having the right kavana when we light the Neiros and staring at the Neiros and nourishing our eyes from the lesson of the Neiros, perhaps we could be Zeicha, that we can actually be Zeicha to a Geula, that the bar that the whole Klal Yisrael in, we could finally be Zeicha to Vayiritzuhu Men Abar. That not only that Yidden that are in captivity should be saved, which we daven for every day, every tefillah, but that all of Klal Yisrael, which is in captivity in some way or another, will be saved. And we could finally be the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes pride in, the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended, that will be the envy of all the Umay Sa'ilam, and that the Umay Sa'ilam, the Yoimar Kol Asher Neshama Ba'apoy, that every Neshama in the world will say, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem of Klal Yisrael is King. Yashikayach.